taken care of?
It's too risky.
This is a war. There's always going to be risks.
I didn't bring you in here for a lecture, McMurdo.
Then why did you?
There's a job for you. And for you alone. I'll not have this one fail.
What's the job?
Have a look at this.
Was the window open like that when the body was found?
Nothing's been touched, Mr. Holmes. We may not be Scotland Yard, but we know how to preserve a crime scene.
Not being Scotland Yard's a distinct advantage.
What's that, Holmes?
Is that blood?
Yes, a partial footprint, a man's boot.
It seemed to me that someone stepped on the sill as he climbed out the window.
But aren't we directly above the moat?
Yes, we are. What else is there?
Well, Mr. Barker is adamant that the gun isn't from this house. The butler, too.
May I see the weapon?
I had to move it so the local doctor could examine the body. The barrels have been sawn off short. Never seen that before. Here.
This American practice makes it easier to conceal. The triggers have been wired together. Pull one and both cartridges fire.
There's a maker's monogram.
Hmm? Oh, yes. P-E-N.
Oh, it means nothing to me, I'm afraid.
Pennsylvania Small Arms Company. Thank you. Now, what more?
This was found on the body, neatly tucked into the cord of the dressing gown.
Watson?
Thank you.
Plain white visiting card, rather cheap quality. Two words written in ink. VV341.
Chester Wilcox, chief foreman of the Iron Dike Company. We've had two tries at him already, but no luck. Now, look here. That's his house. It's well out of earshot of any of the others.
Out of earshot?
It could be a noisy business. There's a wife and three kids, as well as the man himself. They're bound to raise a cry.
I'll pick him off at work. During the day?
No, you won't. He's expecting us to do just that. He's always on his guard.
Then you're right. At home's best. After dark.
How will you get him alone?
I won't.
Thank you, Doctor. VV.
Someone's initials?
Well, there's no VV in the village. Now, Mr. Barker says that
Mr. Barker seems to be saying quite a lot.
Well, he very naturally took charge of things.
Very naturally. Carry on. What does Mr. Barker say?
That he's never seen a card like it in the house before.
Well, it certainly wasn't written with any of these pens. No. Mr. White Mason, so far you've given us a dead man, a gun, a visiting card, and a boot mark. Now, let the sum total of your perplexing features and extraordinary details.
They are not, Mr. Holmes. The fatal shot was fired just before midnight. Mr. Barker heard it and rushed to this room. He swears that not 30 seconds had passed, but he saw no one but the dead man. The drawbridge was raised. The house was effectively an island. The window was open, but the moat is 40 feet wide, and there are no signs of anyone having crossed it. Even if the killer did escape that way, there were village people still about. A stranger, especially one with soaking wet clothes, would have been seen at once.
Presumably you put out a search yourself.
Straight away, Doctor. And before you ask me, Mr. Holmes, we searched the house, too. Our murderer effectively disappeared into thin air.
It's not unique. Huddersfield in 76, the Folkestone slaughter in 69, half a hundred others.
I didn't say it was unique, sir. I said it was perplexing.
You said it was extraordinary. I think it needs rather more to put it into that category.
Oh, you think so, do you, Mr. Holmes? Then look at the dead man's hand. You see this ring?
Unusual design. Is that gold?
It's called a nugget ring. A fragment of pure gold ore in a plain metal band.
So that's what's the story of his past life in the gold fields.
There's more to it than that, Doctor. Everyone in the house swears that Douglas always wore that ring outside his wedding ring.
What wedding ring?
The wedding ring from his first marriage. The wedding ring that Barker says meant more to him than anything else in the world. The wedding ring that never, ever left his finger.
The wedding ring that isn't there now.
Exactly. What we have here is a murderer who kills his victim, removes both his rings, carefully puts one of them back, leaves his calling card, and then vanishes into thin air.